This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I always remind myself and you of taqwallah, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you and I a greater love of him, fear of him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a greater hope in his mercy in what we endure in this life and in the days to come in the next. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to favor us and protect us and to brighten our lives with the guidance of the Qur'an and the tradition and the way of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first Jumu'ah after the blessed month of Ramadan, 1443, 2022. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of those whose Ramadan was accepted, whose deeds were given consideration on account of our sincerity and our endeavor and seeking to please him subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us our lapses, our mistakes, our errors of judgment in what we've said and what we've seen and what we've done, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his generosity receives our good deeds, makes us from those who are favored. Allahumma ameen. There's only one way to know if your month of Ramadan and what you've done in it is of value to you. And I want you to understand that as a Muslim, we are not people who look at the result. We are people who are more concerned with how we get there. There are many Sahaba who never lived long enough to see the victory of Islam with the Prophet ﷺ. In fact, some of the greatest Sahaba, the likes of Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life was cut short during the Battle of Uhud, where he was defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Islam that you and I call our way of life. There were many like Mus'ab ibn Umayr and others who never saw the return of Islam to Mecca. They never saw the spread of Islam. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never saw the spread of Islam past the frontiers of his homeland. He never saw Islam enter into, physically in his life, into Jerusalem, or into Damascus, or into Persia, or into Egypt, or into Africa. He never saw sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life that the result would reach that you and I in Perth, miles, thousands of kilometers away from Mecca, would be those who are saying Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, and still making mention of his words. The outcome, the result, is never really what's important for you and I. And that's in everything in your life. It's in everything in your life. If you work hard to try to achieve a great result, to try to achieve a great mark, to try to complete the Qur'an, to try to have a lot of savings, to try to be wealthy, to try to, whatever it is, if you keep working and doing your best, that is what Allah wants of you, not whether you achieved it at the end or not. How do we simplify this? The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man hamma," the one who intends, the one who thinks, "I'm going to do something good with a good intention." You came today and you said, "You know, I want to do something good. I'm going to get like an Eid card for my mom," and you brought with you like $5. "I forgot to get her something in Eid. Sheikh Yahya is doing these Eid cards. They're for charity. I'm going to get her her favorite chocolate bar. I'm going to write her a lovely note on the card, and I'm going to take it home, and part of my Eid money, I'm going to give it to my mom." You brought $5 with you. And as you look in your bag, for whatever reason, you went to the canteen, you lost it. And the $5 are gone, and it's not there. And you come now and you're going to go home, and your heart, you were set, you were intending, you wanted to do good. Allah gives you the reward of good. And Allah will put in your mom's love for you as if you have given that card, even though it hasn't been received. But it also works in the opposite way. That if you intend to do wrong, and you have in your heart malice and anger, and you come to a point where you're saying, "When I come to school, I'm going to do this. I'm going to say this. I'm going to upset this person. I'm going to diss them. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do whatever." And as you come, for whatever reason, Allah changes your heart. Somebody intervenes and stops you from doing what you've been thinking about doing since the beginning of the morning. Do you know what happens? Is that because the exiting result, the sinful result didn't occur, Allah still does not hold you accountable. For the good you intend, you get the reward as if you did it. And for the wrong you intend, if it never happened, even if it wasn't by your doing, somebody intervened, you never got to do the wrong, Allah doesn't hold you accountable for it. And I want that to be the mentality that you have with us as we move out of the month of Ramadan. I want you to be on the lookout for good opportunities. I want you to be on the good out for carrying on the good deeds you were doing in Ramadan and encouraging your family and your friends and your brothers and your sisters to continue doing some of the good things that you learned in Ramadan. So I'm going to teach you today from the words of the ulama, three ways that you know that Allah is pleased with you. Three signs, three things. You can see it in yourself and you can see it in others. And I'm also going to warn you about three signs that Allah is angry with you and His punishment is imminent. See, you and I as Muslims, we believe that the punishment of Allah is real. There are things that happen in our life that are not coincidence. That everything, fi kitab, it's written. And sometimes it's because of ma kasabat aydikum. It's because what you've done with your hand that Allah gives you the difficulties that you find yourself in. So let's begin with the three difficult signs first. Things that I want you to be afraid of if you see them in your life today, especially after Ramadan. First, you did not intend to do something wrong. It wasn't in your mind. You didn't plan it. You didn't come to school thinking, "This is what I'm going to do." And subhanAllah, for whatever reason, you find yourself doing something that is condemnable and sinful. It wasn't in your heart, it wasn't in your plan, it's not from your normal behavior. All of a sudden, you were walking in the straight path and you find yourself in left field. And you almost as if you say, "SubhanAllah, how did I get here?" Allah opened for you. Allah allowed the shaitan to open a door for you that leads you away from Allah and you walked in it. And that's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you out of His mercy for a moment. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Perhaps they will wake up. If you find yourself surprised by getting in trouble, by saying something that's unlike you, by having somebody who's your friend no longer wanting to associate with you, if there's an imbalance that occurs, you got to look clearly as to why Allah has caused that to manifest in your life. Number two, something you intend to do that's good, and you're set, and you planned it, and you're ready to do it, and for whatever reason, you never finish it. You get the reward of your intention, but you don't get the multiple reward of the action. You might be here and you might be saying, inshallah, today, you know, Quran class, I'm going to sit on my own, I'm going to do my thing, I'm going to read, and I'm going to finish like a quarter juz. Subhanallah, you get to Quran class and you're just daydreaming. You don't know why. You're not sure. You wanted good, but may Allah protect you and I from it. Allah prevented you from it. Yes, I want you to hear that again. Allah yahulu bayn al-mar'i wa qalbi. Allah can be the deterrence and the prevention and the barrier between you doing good, even though your heart might say, I think I want to do this good. But Allah knows that inside you is in that genuineness. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. The third sign I want you to be scared of is that you do something good and something that's meant to be pleasing to Allah, but it doesn't give you joy. You're sitting in Quran class and you're with your teacher and you've read a page or two or five, and at the end of it, it was like you were reading anything else. It was like a newspaper. Your heart had no joy that you did an act of ibadah. As you're sitting with me here, you're in a moment where the angels are around us, where the dhikr of Allah, this is an hour that the ulama say, it's an hour of istijaba, an hour where dua is answered. And as you're sitting here, your mind is somewhere else. You have no connection. When you are doing something good that pleases you with Allah, that you're saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me a place to pray, to read Quran, teachers who care. You just assume it's like any other class, like any other moment, that there's nothing that you're seeking but the entertainment value. And when it's lacking, your heart is not present. Those three signs. You didn't want to do wrong, but you find yourself in trouble. You find yourself doing it. You wanted to do good, but you never complete it. You have a bad track record of doing good, even though you have a good mind and heart seeking Allah. Number three, you want to do good. You did good, but there's nothing in your heart of celebrating your delight with Allah's blessing upon you. After the Jilsatul Istiraha, I'll continue with three positive signs. May Allah show them in you and I at the end of the month of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Three ways, three signs in my heart and your heart, in our behavior, that show us that we are favored. We are from those who Allah describes in the Quran, radiyallahu anhum. Allah's pleased with them. وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. That you become pleased with Allah. The first sign. You didn't intend to do anything good. But subhanAllah, Allah opens to you a door for good deeds and you walk through it. You're standing in the canteen. MashaAllah, you got your Eid money. You got your 10 bucks. And you bought, mashallah, one of Sister Lena's delicious Turkish sandwiches. $5 on sale today, mashallah. You bought that sandwich. You got $5 left. And you see one of your friends there, he's standing. He hasn't had lunch, hadn't had recess. They forgot it at home. And you're like, and you just, without even asking. See, the akhlaq of a Muslim is that you don't even ask. You just provide. And if they didn't want it, they'll have it later. So you see them. You know they're hungry. You know that. So you just bought the second one. You're carrying two and you say, this is for you. SubhanAllah. You didn't think of that in the morning. You didn't come planning, I'm going to treat my friend. But you gave this act of incredible love and generosity. Allah opened your heart to do something you never planned on doing for no other reason than because Allah loves you. And when Allah loves you, He puts love in your heart for other people. And when you find in your heart there is lacking of love to others, then you know that the love of Allah is not with you. Second sign. You were thinking of wrong. Saying, doing, being, eating, drinking, talking, watching, something wrong. And for whatever reason, Allah stops you. Your battery dies. You misplaced your phone. You didn't meet after school. Discord was disconnected. Wi-Fi had a hang up. Whatever it is. You were going to do something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, you've had a good Ramadan. Yahya, wake up. Ahmed, wake up. Khadija, wake up. I'm going to give you another chance. Not going to let you slip. You're just a day or two or five out of Ramadan. You can do better. So Allah stops you. A friend says, hey, no, let's go out. Let's go to the masjid. Oh, do you want to go to Masjid Ibrahim tonight? They pick you up. Something happens that Allah saves you from your own self, saves you from your own heart's desire of what's haram. One of the dua of the Prophet ﷺ is, Allahumma a'inna ala anfusina. Oh Allah, help us against our own souls, against the wrong that we, not even shaitan, help us against what our soul may want that isn't pleasing to you. And third and finally, of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows love for you, is that when you've done an act of ibadah, you celebrate it. That's why after Ramadan we have Eid, right? You're meant to. Did you know if you don't enjoy yourself on Eid, if you don't wear nice clothes, if you don't celebrate it, if you don't have picnics like we have here at our school, if you're not giving Eid cards to each other, spending money on each other, showing appreciation to each other, making dua for each other, it's a sign of Allah's anger against you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Let them rejoice when Allah has given them happiness. وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. That is where you should have happiness. These are the days that we celebrate. Alhamdulillah, we fasted and we prayed and we were charitable and gave zakah. And now, oh Allah, continue to make us happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you of those who see good signs in your life, that your Ramadan has been accepted, that you continue to do good and you celebrate and you feel good after reading Quran. You finish the Quran in Ramadan and you've restarted it. You're halfway again through Surah Al-Baqarah. You're almost into Ali Imran because you continued with what was in Ramadan outside Ramadan. You begin fasting the 6 days of Shawwal. SubhanAllah, yesterday I went to Sister Suryati's coffee room, you know, the cooking room. I could smell the coffee from my room. I was starving for coffee. And I forgot, wallahi, I totally forgot I was fasting yesterday. And I went, and mashallah, the year 11, they made me a cup of coffee, and I was walking with it. It was too hot, that's why I didn't put it to my lips. Allah saved me, mashallah. I was halfway through the day, nearly 12 o'clock, carrying this cup of coffee, imagining how delicious it will be. And as I come upstairs, I see Brother Naeem. And he reminded me that I was fasting. I said, oh, here you go, Brother Naeem. He had two coffees that day, mashallah. Allah, you know, Allah protected my good deed. Allah protects your good deed if you have good intentions. Do good, celebrate your iman, celebrate your ibadah, celebrate your connection with Allah, and continue. The Prophet ﷺ said, and I end with it, the one who fasts 6 more days, just 6 more days in this month of Shawwal, after they were fasting in Ramadan, whatever they fasted in Ramadan, it's like they get the reward of fasting all year. Because Ramadan is 30 days times 10 reward for every day, that's 300. And 6 more days times 10 the reward, that's 60. 360 days is 1 year of fasting. May Allah write it for you and I. May Allah allow you to complete it. May Allah bless you with good. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our school, our parents and our teachers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our staff and our students, lead our board and management to that which is pleasing to Him, and deter us and stop us from that which is haram and unethical. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us and assists us and guide us and makes you from those who are future leaders and imams for our community. هذا وصلوا على الحبيب محمد. Make your salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله